Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, here in Vikings Entertainment Network Studios. Following what was a very busy weekend in the NFL, the 2016 NFL Draft is in the books. We have eight new Vikings. They're all going to be here next weekend for rookie minicamp. You guys have a lot of questions, so let's get to some answers and talk Vikings football. And our first question comes from Mitch. How can Laquon Treadwell make our offense better? Well, I have no doubt that the Vikings' first-round pick will be able to do exactly that. He's going to help in the running game because he's a great run blocker, and he's going to help in the passing game because he's got tons of talent as a receiver. He's known as a great route runner, and he's strong, so he's good after the catch, and he can make contested catches in traffic. But let's go back to his run blocking ability. He is billed as the best run blocking wide receiver in this class. Now, that's not the reason you take a receiver in the first round, but because he's such a good run blocker, you have a pretty good idea that he's a competitor, that he's tough, and that he's selfless. I think the Vikings found a gem in the first round. Louie has the next question. Did the Vikings do enough to address the safety issue? It seems there were options at safety earlier in the draft, but they waited until their last pick. The Vikings took one safety in the draft in the seventh round. It's Jayron Kearse. But remember, before the draft, the Vikings also did some business at the safety position. They re-signed Andrew Sandejo, who was the starter last year and played pretty solid for a Vikings defense that was the fifth scoring defense in the NFL. Keep that in mind. They also signed a free agent, Michael Griffin, who was a starter for the Tennessee Titans and a former first-round pick. He's very solid as well. So while the Vikings didn't address safety early in the draft, they did address it late with a guy who's got a lot of upside, and they addressed it in free agency as well. I think the competition there is going to be very good this offseason. Our next question comes from Austin. It seems like more people are talking about Moritz Boehringer than any of our other picks. Can you tell us why? Well, Boehringer is a sixth-round pick, but he's not your standard sixth-round pick. On day three of the draft, a lot of players who aren't household names are taken, and that's why Moritz Boehringer's story stole the day on day three of the draft. The first foreign player to not play college football in North America to be drafted. He is breaking new ground in the NFL, and that's why everyone is talking about it. Don't be afraid to embrace this story, but also temper your expectations because, as we said, this is uncharted territory. It'll be exciting to see how this unfolds. Our next question comes from Ethan. Because the Vikings have two good right tackles, Lodeholt and Andre Smith, do you see one of them switching to left tackle? Well, the Vikings have an established starter in Matt Khalil on the left side, so they're good there, but you always need a good backup at one of the most important positions in the game. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. The Vikings have a new offensive line coach in Tony Sparano, so he's going to evaluate all of these guys and come up with a plan. Don't forget, TJ Clemmings is here as well. He could be a candidate to move to the left side. TJ has only played offensive line for a few seasons. He went to the University of Pittsburgh as a defensive lineman, transitioned to the offensive line, played all 17 games for the Vikings at right tackle. So he's a guy that Tony Sparano can mold. The Vikings address this position in the draft with Willie Beavers. It'd be interesting to see where the Vikings put him along the offensive line. So lots of questions to be answered about the offensive line this season, and that includes both left tackle and right tackle. Our next question comes from Joran. Do you expect any standout competition at a certain position during training camp? No doubt about it. It wouldn't be a Mike Zimmer roster if there wasn't a bunch of competition. We've already talked about the wide receivers with Laquon Treadwell. Great competition there going into the offseason and to training camp. I think there's going to be great competition at the safety spot. We talked about that earlier as well. But all of a sudden, linebacker might have some great competition. You have the three primary guys coming back from last year: Chad Greenway, Anthony Barr, and Eric Kendricks. But you also have Audie Cole coming back from injury, Edmund Robinson, a promising young player going into his second season, and now the Vikings drafted Kentrell Brothers in the fifth round, the leading tackler in the country in 2015. So obviously, he has a ton of ability as well, a ton of competition at linebacker. I would throw that position in there with safety and wide receiver as positions to watch between now and the start of the season. And our final question comes from Nick. When is the first time we will see all of our draft picks actually work out and do drills? It's going to happen very soon. This weekend, in fact, the Vikings rookie minicamp will start on Friday. It goes all the way through Sunday. Draft picks, undrafted free agents, and tryout players will be here at Winter Park working out in front of Vikings coaches and scouts, so good luck to them. We'll have coverage of the Vikings rookie minicamp all weekend right here on Vikings.com beginning on Friday, so make sure you check that out. And if you haven't done so already, Make sure you check out all of our coverage from the 2016 NFL Draft, including our couple of Meet the Pick segments with Moritz Boehringer and with Laquon Treadwell. Great content right there. We have the phone conversations between Rick Spielman, Mike Zimmer, and the guys who were drafted on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's a lot of fun, too. And then, of course, our awesome photo galleries are up on the website right now from draft weekend. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week with another edition of the Pick 6 following the rookie minicamp, where we will find out even more about our draft picks and unsigned rookie free agents. So make sure you join us for that, and make sure you send your questions into the email address right here at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.